This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Vincent,
and Daryl.
Coming up, Bitcoin at its highest price since 2014. That's really good news for the amazing international cryptocurrency that has taken the world by storm. It is currently, as we speak, at $770 per Bitcoin. We'll talk more about the numbers and what they mean coming up here a little bit later. It's been a while since we've talked about Bitcoin, but first up, a disturbing privacy-related story, Daryl, that you brought in. Also, a Marxist restaurant closes its doors. All of that is on deck here tonight. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, or Skype into the show. It's Skype username LRN.FM, which is what AC has done in Ohio. AC, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Vincent, and Daryl.
Before I get to my point, I just wanted to say thank you, Daryl, for subscribing to my wonderful world of James Whittakine channel.
I didn't realize I subscribed to it.
I'm sorry, not Daryl, Vincent.
Channel where?
It's on YouTube. Hey, you're welcome, and you're doing God's work editing all those rants from like 3 hour long videos.
Seriously, yeah. There are James Whittakine videos now on YouTube from his calls. Is that what they are?
Yeah, I've actually right now just done a bunch of his old, like his first calls into the show, and so I'll have those uploaded in a couple weeks or so because I'm really
So you're basically as obsessed with James as he is with Free Talk Live.
No, I think he's hilarious. Yeah, and another thing, I was listening to, speaking of James, I was listening to your Off the Air Live from last Saturday, Ian, you asked James, how can you believe in God unless you've experienced him, and he called you stupid for it.
Mm.
I'm like, but that's exactly what Jesus taught. He said that right in the Bible, so I don't know how he can say that, showing you that James obviously hasn't read his own book.
That but wouldn't again, surprise me.
That wouldn't surprise me from a guy with three DUIs who wants to nuke the Middle East.
Or maybe he drunkenly forgot that he read it. I mean, that's a possibility. It's hard to retain everything that you read.
Yeah.
So wait, what's the YouTube channel again?
The Wonderful World of James Whittakine. If you just type in James Whittakine, you'll find it instantly.
Okay.
Some of those are pretty funny. Like, I was feeling really stressed out and depressed the other day, and then I rewatched some of those videos, and I feel in such much a better mood.
I think somebody ought to give him, a cheap video device or something like that, or maybe he's already got a smartphone. I mean, it would be interesting to have him turn a channel into, like, a James Whittakine actual rant channel, you know, like typical vlog style.
Hold on. So maybe somebody could just have Dave in New York contact James and tell him what he uses to make his videos.
Because Dave in New York is pretty prolific. Now, we haven't heard from him in a while, but longtime listeners will remember Dave from New York. Apparently, he's been busy calling Chris Cantwell's show.
Oh, yeah, almost every day. Yeah.
And making YouTube videos about how he's done looking for work, but then he's got a T-shirt that says, I'm desperately looking for work, call me, and it's got his telephone number on it.
Yeah, he sort of swings between making videos and deleting the videos.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
he's got
sort of a manic depressive sort of thing.
He's got a new batch up there. A few dozen are there, but at one time his YouTube channel, Dave in Hudson Valley Guy 1, I believe is the channel on YouTube, had well over 1,200 videos on it, and then he wiped them all out, sadly.
And then somebody sent him presents, and he was actually opening
Ian sent him a present. Yeah, Ian Freeman sent him a gift.
Right, yeah, somebody sent him a black vibrator or something like that with my name on it. So anyway, now that we're completely distracted from the point of your call, AC, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that little detour. But, Vincent, I wanted to talk to you about your support of the border wall. And some of the reasons you gave I thought were pretty interesting. Like, you talked about the two big reasons that if I remember correctly, were the welfare situation and dangerous drug dealers coming across the border.
It wasn't particularly drug dealers. It was just malicious individuals or terrorists.
Okay. Well, you do realize, and maybe this was brought up, realize that the reason why that's happening is because things the government themselves has done, right?
Oh, yeah. And sorry to interrupt. I've been doing some thinking, and I mean, you know, it's always important to define terms. And when I say things like open borders, my main complaint is, you know, both a catch and release program and also like the Dreamer program, where the government actually brings in people. So I'd be much less like, I probably wouldn't be as vehemently in support of Trump or a border wall if it was just people coming across, you know, naturally or whatever. But what really got my attention to it was them actually actively, the government using taxpayer money, actively bringing people into the country, unvetting them or bringing them in as a separate voter block to, you know, gerrymander or whatever their
You are aware that the catch and release program and the Dream program are not things where taxpayer money is being spent to go to Mexico and bring people across the border. It's programs where they're not deporting people.
Well, catch and release,
once they're here.
Catch and release. Yeah, I'm not, I didn't. Oh, excuse me if I implied that taxpayer money was being used for that. But
well, you said the government is bringing people here under catch and release and Dream, and that's not what's happening.
I didn't say bringing people from catch and release. Excuse me, but from the way I consider, they're paying to house the people and, you know, bringing them buses. Some are private organizations like the church is doing it, but that's just my main complaint.
Yeah, well, your situation is very similar to another call that happened, like, back in January when Ian and Daryl on the show, there was a guy who called in who said he used to be for an open borders, but he changed his mind because he didn't want some of these, like, refugees coming in because he was afraid that some of them would be violent. And he said the reason why he didn't want, and the reason why he wanted the government to, you know, create a police state was because the government had regulated his right out of owning a gun, so if some of them did become violent, he wouldn't be able to defend himself. And that's just very contradicting.
Well, you have to take that up with him. I mean, I didn't hear what the call. I had never called for... Sorry, go ahead.
That was another call. Another guy, like, from back in January brought that up. And you're sort of doing the same thing, I feel like. You're saying, well, we have a problem that a lot of these people coming across are created by government problems, but yet you want the government to create another problem to solve other problems it's created.
Well, I wouldn't say it's creating another problem. Yeah, I will admit that in some cases, like in the heartland, when I say like in the U.S. borders, there is a police state with
that's a problem.
Civil asset forfeiture. But, you know, one could describe me better as a minarchist. And I think that, yeah, it's a matter of national security at one point. If you take a look at, and I never had a right taken from me by the government, so I can't really compare it to that guy, but
never had a right taken from you by the government?
I'm talking in that, you know, taking in
I was going to say, have you ever, like, gone on an airplane?
Well, I'm talking about in regards to having my, you know, gun or permit taken away.
AC?
Well, I just feel that you seem to have more, it seems to be like your issue for wanting to build this world. Like, one of the things, another thing you said as well, because you were bringing up that one story about the guy who snuck across the border several times until he actually killed someone, which is a story that many anti-immigration people have been using to fearmonger about immigration.
Well, I wouldn't say, it's not just that one. I actually did some research about this just the other week, and
right,
there's been around 100 catch-and-release program members. They committed either one murder or several murders, like 127 or something.
Okay. And, well, I don't know. I just don't understand, like, you know, there's violent people in the country right now, right?
Yeah. But I'm just saying,
the Border Patrol and the police departments.
We don't need any more violent people. If you take a look at, say, you know, gosh, in Europe and I think in Bulgaria, too, some doctors are saying that they want something done about their border situation because they're tired of seeing all of the violence that they have to take care of, like rape victims and such. And, yeah, you know, in Bulgaria, I'm sure there are rape victims. But, you know, if at this point you have a bunch of doctors in different associations coming together and saying, I mean, something needs to be done. And, you know, take Rotterdam, for instance. Take the Cologne and I think it was just last year in Cologne, all that.
Are you talking about the reports
New
on New Year's where New Year's. They claimed that it was refugees, but it turned out that it was actually people that were there local?
Really? Well, none of the people
involved were either from Syria or refugees.
Well, I didn't see. Many people didn't even report anything because they're afraid to report it. So I didn't see what you were talking about.
No, all of the media reports for several days.
More coming up. 855, 450 free. Thanks, AC, for the call. If you want to join us, talk to Vincent about immigration.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We're going to continue with your calls coming up here in moments. And first, I want to let you know about how to get 50% off from web hosting over at Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies out there. They've got a special deal for Free Talk Live listeners. Go to hostgator.com/FTL. That's hostgator.com/FTL. And you get 50% off their regular prices for however long of a term you initially sign up for. So if you sign up for a month, well, your discount's not going to last very long. But if you sign up for a year or 2 years or 3 years, then you get a sweet discount for quite a long time. And these guys have a 99.99% uptime rating, so they know what they're doing. They offer a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. So if you're a Free Talk Live listener, you get this deal 50% off by going to hostgator.com/FTL. As we continue here, we can talk more about the border in moments, because it's definitely a heated issue and one on which there's some disagreement between the hosts who are in the studio here tonight. So I made a note, Vincent, about something that you said a moment ago. We can get back into that, but we've got folks waiting patiently to get on the lines here. So let's talk first to Patrick. He's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hey, Patrick. Patrick in Arizona. Hey there.
I just wanted to call up and wish you guys a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever it is for you. I hope you're having a good
thanks.
Time.
Thank you.
We will be here throughout the holidays, by the way. I'd just like to point that out, as is the case every year with Free Talk Live. We are live on Christmas, live on Christmas Eve, live on New Year's Eve, live New Year's Day. So throughout the holidays, we will be here providing you with live content.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I just wanted to give you an update. Things are starting to calm down here in a little bit with Arizona with the law enforcement. For a while there, for the week after, we had like five shootings where we actually had standoffs out here. But after last couple weeks, it's starting to finally calm down, thank God. I'll tell you, it's been frightening working some of these shifts. But I just wanted to let you know that. And also, too, since they legalized marijuana in California and Nevada, all they've been doing, and this is really weird, in the last 3 weeks, we've had close to 18 to $20 million worth of heroin and methamphetamine busts right on the border out here.
The border of Nevada or the border of Mexico?
Nevada and California coming in right here. It's like you said, they've really laid off on the marijuana. The marijuana, you get quite a bit of it, but in this particular case, it's been a lot of methamphetamines that are coming in that there's alerts out for people, for us. We get our briefings and stuff to keep an eye out for that, because they feel that after the first, they're going to tighten down on the border. So,
now, again, which border are we talking about here? Are we talking about the southern border? Are we talking about Nevada-California border?
Southern border.
Okay.
They're bringing a lot of it. And it's funny, the last one that they did, it was $8 million worth of bus. It was all in lettuce boxes.
Interesting. And that was coming north across from Mexico?
Yeah, coming in from Mexico, and then they were coming in through Arizona to get on the main interstates.
Yeah.
And they were able to get it out. They were able to catch the truck driver, and the truck driver almost took a run. He almost jumped out of the vehicle and started running, but they had like three or four highway patrol that were in that particular area, and two of them pulled up on him, so he had nowhere to go. But, yeah, that's what's
Well, they can tighten down on the border if they want to, but ultimately the drugs will continue to come through. I mean, look, this is a multi-billion dollar industry, and they can afford to buy off some Border Patrol cards.
They can't even keep drugs out of prisons.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the only real solution is total legalization.
Why would you say that?
It's true.
You know how much the overtime is for prison officers having to do hospital duty? Right now, and every time you put a prisoner in that hospital for a drug overdose or where he's locked up inside a hospital, you're taking four officers off of that prison and forcing four officers to work overtime on a daily basis.
I'm not sure what that has to do with what Daryl said. Daryl said you can't keep drugs out of prison, and you seem surprised by that.
Well, yeah, I'm quite surprised. I have a little bit of insight on that. But the fact is the biggest
I used to work as a corrections officer 16 years ago, and there were some of the guards that were running drugs. There were guards running drugs for the inmates.
Of course, that's usually how the drugs get in, is it's one of the guards.
I know a thing or two about this as well.
Oh, I know, and I respect your professionalism on that because, you know, I have quite a few years in the system myself. The biggest drug right now in prison that is causing a rampant and causing more hospitalization, you would think would be heroin, but it's not. It's spice.
Interesting. Patrick, thanks for your call, and happy holidays to you. I appreciate the call tonight.
Spice being the synthetic cannabinoids
right.
That would not exist if cannabis were not prohibited at the federal level.
Right, and there's a lot of people who will, you know, who've spent time working in prisons or who've been in prisons who will say if they would just actually allow prisoners to smoke marijuana in prison, there probably would be less fighting and more peace among the inmates, the prisoners.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe someday it will be interesting now that we see cannabis legal in some places, especially for medicinal purposes, if some prisoners can get a prescription for medicinal cannabis at some point. That would be very interesting.
That would be interesting. And I wonder if there are any states that have prohibitions on, you know, you can't have certain medicines while incarcerated.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if such a thing exists. And I was just thinking we were talking about MDMA on a recent episode of Free Talk Live and the new testing that the FDA has actually approved for what they call Phase 3. So they've done Phase 2 testing. Now Phase 3, they're looking at MDMA as a possible solution like to actually cure PTSD. I'm just imagining a whole cell block of inmates dosing on some MDMA and finding empathy for one another.
It's like that scene in The Men Who Stare at Goats via the military base scene.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a funny movie.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
They take LSD or something like
that,
right?
Oh, it was LSD, yeah.
But still, very funny.
The only thing I remember is the guy staring at the cloud for like half an hour before he finally made a decision, and then it was the wrong decision.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got plenty of time for you. If you want to join us here on the lines, take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, you can. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
And Daryl.
Also, of course, you can join us online. Go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features on our website, and we give them away to you. So do enjoy over at freetalklive.com. Also, healthcare's messed up in the United States, and yeah, the government's not going to solve that problem for you. So you got to take responsibility for your own healthcare, but that doesn't mean you have to buy health insurance. There's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. In fact, they're called HealthExcellenceSelect.com, and they give you a proactive health assessment daily if you'd like, and a no-charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, as well as a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You'll love the service and the price at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we go to Dave, he's calling us from Colorado. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. You would usually refer to me as Dave in New Hampshire, but I'm visiting Colorado Springs at the moment.
That's right. That's where you're from originally, if I'm not mistaken.
Kind of. I grew up here. But okay. I attempted to film an anti-Trump event here in town on December 3rd. And It was at a public library. The public library would not let me film it. They freaked when I filmed them telling me that. And, of course, I have all this on tape. And ultimately kicked me out of the library.
I just actually happened to watch this, I think, two nights ago on your YouTube channel, which is called Ridley Report. And it's not just your average librarians who kicked you out. They apparently have private security working at this public library there in Colorado Springs.
Yes, and the development that happened just hours ago is that they, for the first time ever, I opened my email inbox and I saw a message from YouTube. The entire series is slated for possible deletion.
What?
There's been a complaint issued about the entire series, so all the different videos over the 30-minute period that I shot them.
What's the complaint?
Privacy?
They call it a privacy complaint.
Yeah.
And it's happened before, but never on this scale. So
yeah, this will happen if somebody doesn't like the fact that they're in your video, and they just send a report to YouTube, and they'll pull down your video.
Can't you challenge that by saying this was a public event?
I don't know. Can you, Dave?
I can. In the past, I've done different things. Sometimes I've responded to YouTube, and they've actually talked back to me like a real person was talking to me. But they've never actually taken one of them down, to my knowledge. Maybe years ago, but none that I remember that they've ever taken down.
See, I've never been given a chance to respond, or at least if I have, I never knew about it. They pulled down some of the videos from that were featured in Derek J's victimless crime spree, one of them being the school videos where we're out in front of the middle school, high school, handing out flyers to students.
I had this happen to one of my channels. We were doing, me and a certain online group, we were criticizing a certain individual, and we were using some of his clips in our videos, and he kept flagging it and getting taken down because he said it was his material,
Were you the one putting up the anti-Molyneux videos?
No. No. No, absolutely no.
Okay, because there were people taking his clips and doing just that, and he filed the DMCA complaint.
No, this was someone else. I'm not going to say what, because that will open up a whole can of worms for me and to get in trouble. None of us would fight back. We'd all have copyright strikes. None of us cared to fight back because YouTube, they don't give the benefit of the doubt. They always just accept.
Well, they give the benefit to the person who's making the accusation.
They give the benefit of the doubt to the accuser, and then, you know, none of us didn't want to go through the process, except this one guy who did, this one brave guy who actually fought it for a few weeks, and he had the video put back up, and so,
I did that once, too, with the Bearcat video.
So
he tried to take that down.
You could do it, it's possible, it's just, you know, YouTube doesn't make it particularly easy, and their system is, you know, not pristine.
So Dave, what happens? They send you a notice saying your videos are under review. Are they still up while you have a chance to respond, or have they been temporarily removed from your channel?
In all three of the cases over the last year that I've experienced, they tell you that it'd be like you get 48 hours to do something about this. If you alter or take down the video, then no further action will be taken. I always leave the video up. In this case, I probably won't even answer them. I didn't answer them last time. And they've never taken any of mine down, to my knowledge. The important thing here is what I want to do is make sure that I've at least done my duty, my due diligence, to trigger the Barbra Streisand effect.
Yeah.
So I would like to urge people, please watch the videos and share them as you see fit. If you go to RidleyReport.com, they're the latest videos that are up, and they're hard to miss.
Now, I've seen the long-form ones. The first one that I saw was Library Security Calls Cops When I Try to Film Them, but actually it appears you uploaded one prior to that, which is Public Library Security Orders Me Not to Film. Was that like an edited version of the other three? Because since that one, you've released three sort of long-form, unedited ones.
I'm putting everything up in the order that it happened, but, you know, 6 minutes at a time. I'm not going to upload the whole hour at once.
Okay. Then I haven't watched the first one, so I've seen three of the four. I didn't realize that the first one was also an unedited raw clip. So I'll have to check that one out.
I will probably upload the raw video and audio separately at the end of the whole business. But I want to, if you just throw it up there, people don't know what's going on. They know where you are. They know why you're there.
Right.
And this or that. So some editing is required, even if I'm pretty much showing you everything that happened.
It's hilarious. I just want to encourage listeners to check this out. I would have posted it over at Free Keen, except for the fact that it didn't happen in New Hampshire. So it happened in Colorado Springs. But very, very funny stuff. You've got a couple of overweight security guards at this library who get very uppity and upset about you recording video in an ostensibly public place, this public library, of a meeting that was open to the public, an anti-Trump meeting that was supposedly something that you could attend. And they got in your face. They started to tell you you weren't allowed to record. They then demanded that you call some agent to ask permission to record, which you seem to be willing to do, although you are not willing to turn your camera off during the time in which you are making that call.
Yeah, so while I'm following their orders and making the call, I'm doing everything they've asked except turn the camera off or down. And I did turn it, actually, I guess I did sort of turn it down. But, while I was doing that, that was when they decided to call police.
Right. Yeah, and then when the cops showed up, it was interesting, too, because you had left the building, because they asked you to leave. At one point, what appears to be a head security agent comes over, and he tells you that you're trespassing, and you respond to him like, well, you haven't asked me to leave. Are you asking me to leave? And so the guy says, yes, I'm asking you to leave. And you're then like, okay, I got no problem with that. And then as you're leaving, they kind of... In one of the more awkward scenes, and there have been a lot of awkward scenes in the history of the Ridley Report, but this is definitely one of the more awkward ones, where you're doing your kind of signature exit, where for those that aren't familiar with Dave, whenever he's asked to leave a place, he will comply, but he will comply slowly. So he'll start slowly backing out as he's recording and, you know, asking more questions of whoever it was that was giving him the order to leave. And these guys just start to kind of come in towards you, and they kind of follow you as you're walking out. And just the interactions between the three of you, it's just so awkward and so hilarious. And then as you're walking out, you ask them when would you be welcome back? And they basically say, well, as long as you're not recording video, you can come back in. So you say, well, if I'm recording audio, it'd be all right. And they seem to be fine with that. Whereas normally people don't like it when you're recording audio of them as opposed to the video. And so then as soon as you exit the building, you turn your camera off, start your audio recording device, and walk right back in. Anyway, I just thought it was hilarious. So thanks for the entertainment. There's more? All right, well, hang on. I want to hear that.
Oh, yeah, one other development. It's going to be a while before this comes up on the channel, probably.
All right, stand by, Dave. You got time. Hang on. 855-453. More with Dave Ridley. He's on a little vacay, but he doesn't stop doing activism just because he's out of New Hampshire. So check him out over at Ridley Report on YouTube. And like he said, download these most recent four videos to help protect them against YouTube censorship. It's Free Talk Live.
Nothing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want to discuss with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Daryl.
Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. Dave Ridley is with us. He is vacationing, seeing some family out in Colorado. But just because you're out in Colorado doesn't mean your activism stops. You went to a public library, or what was ostensibly a public library, and attempted to record an anti-Trump meeting that was scheduled to happen there. But before you could even begin, some security goons, private security hired by the library, came over and threatened you, demanding that you turn the camera off unless you had permission to record from some bureaucrat somewhere.
So I've actually got a question for you real quick, Dave, because I've not seen any of these videos.
Oh, they're so funny.
Is the event inside or outside of the library?
It's inside, but it's in a sort of mini auditorium that they have that is acoustically separated from the library. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, they've got, you know, places like that in the Keene Library.
Right.
Was the event open to the public, or was it considered a private event?
Well, I have a couple quotes from the organizers, an anti-Trump group, mostly Democrats. I did email them about this, and one of them wrote me back. He said, quote, "We were not aware of this issue with the venue, and I will get in contact with you directly," unquote. Right after that, my access to their page ended. I suddenly was no longer able to see their page, and I never did hear from them.
Wah, wah, wah.
But the But the before that, they have trying to look up the other quote, and that was where they said that all perspectives are welcome. I think that's an exact quote.
Okay, so it makes it sound like it's open to the public.
Yeah.
Because if it would have been a private event, invite only, then I could see a justification for, sorry, you can't come in. But if it says, everybody welcome.
Yeah. So what was the other development, Dave, you were about to tell us there before we had to go to break?
That was part of it, the fact that they had contacted me and I had contacted them, the organizers. And also there was a fact, I guess it's not so much a development as a historical note, that is, I have filmed in this library just last year. I was here in town about a year and a half ago, and I filmed a Democrat event there. The Democrats were pretty nice to me, even sounded kind of pro-freedom, if you can believe it, and no one interfered with me. So I don't know if there's been a rules change or whatnot, but some of the people on the YouTube channel who are commenting have started looking into what the rules actually are and that sort of thing. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, this seems like a clear violation of your freedom of the press. This was government property. You should have been able to record there, and it shouldn't have been an issue. The police should have, had they done the right thing, should have taken your side in this, but they did not. When the cops showed up, you had actually just gotten out into the parking lot. You'd gotten into your car and were pulling out as the cops were pulling into the parking lot. And there was some real tension in that scene, too, as we were watching it the other night. We were wondering, are they going to pull Ridley over? What's going to happen? Turns out they didn't pull you over. You were able to exit the parking lot and park your car. Then you come back around onto the sidewalk and wait for the cops to come out of the building after conducting whatever interviews they'd conducted inside. And you then shouted out to the police about, what the situation was and when you would be allowed back on the property. Are you banned forever? Are you banned for a year? And they said you can come back tomorrow. And when you confronted them about them basically violating freedom of speech or freedom of the press, they didn't really have anything to say. They just kind of slinked off into their cruisers, and that was that.
It's like that episode of Sliders where they go into the alternate reality where the United States is run by Moscow, and they get chased around Cleveland by the phone department.
It might be interesting. I know how long are you there for before you come back to New Hampshire?
Uncertain.
It might be interesting to follow up with the police department. Maybe go down there and see if you can talk to the police chief or somebody else and get some answers as to why the police are infringing upon press freedom.
Well, I wasn't planning on following up, but now that they've tried to take the videos, now that someone's tried to take the videos down, I'm going to take additional action of some sort.
Excellent.
Peaceful, constructive, but action. They won't like it.
And it will likely be entertaining. I look forward to seeing it, Dave. Thanks for the call tonight. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReports.com. And, of course, proud to be a longtime sponsor, probably the longest time sponsor of the Ridley Report on behalf of Free Keen and also LRN.FM. So, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number here tonight. Kudos to Ridley for standing up for himself. I mean, the guy is such a hero. Because in situations like that, he's acting alone. He wasn't there with anybody else. It was just him and his video camera, and he stood up for the right of freedom of the press when, they could have arrested him, and he would have had nobody there to back him up in that case. So let's go to Philip in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead, Philip.
Hey, can I make one quick comment about Ridley before I get into my Father's Day?
Of course.
Ridley, I've had videos taken down or copyright notice put against my videos on YouTube before. And what they've done to me the one time that it happened was they just said, okay, all the ad money for your video, we're going to take it and give it to the person that's making the assertion that it's their copyright.
Right.
They didn't take down the video. They just put the video up and said, any ad money that comes in, we're going to give it to them.
Demonetized. Yeah, that's what happens when there's a copyright claim. But Ridley was talking about a privacy claim. Basically, it's someone claiming claiming that he's using their image without permission.
That sounds like fun. But anyways, what I was going to talk about was the other night I was listening to the podcast, and you had said that by getting a raise, someone might get bumped into a higher tax bracket, and therefore they would actually have a decrease in income.
I've heard of this.
That's typically not how the U.S. income tax system works. If you get bumped up to the next tax bracket, all your income up to that border is still charged at the old tax rate, and then any income above that border is charged at the new tax rate.
So a pay raise could bump you into a new tax bracket. You guys are just talking about it in two different manners.
But what he's saying is that it wouldn't. You're saying it wouldn't reduce the take-home pay the way that you're saying it's structured.
Under no circumstances does it reduce the take-home pay because you pay it the old rate up to the border, and then anything over the border, you pay the new rate.
Huh. It could, and there was actually an article that Chris Reitman, our Thursday co-host, shared earlier that I'll have to see if I can find.
Was it Thursday night?
No, he shared the article earlier today on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to have to see if I can find it to where it was talking about how some people could wind up actually being severely impacted by like $20,000 a year getting a pay raise from $15 an hour to $18 an hour.
Yeah, I'd be interested in reading that too. Of course, I'm in the AMP group, so I'd be interested in seeing something like that. But my understanding of the tax system, you know, unfortunately, I've been paying taxes for years. Is that you? Like I said, you make up to the point of the border there, you pay the old taxes, and anything over the border, you pay the new tax rate.
Okay. Yeah, I wonder why somebody would say otherwise. I mean, I had no reason to, I forget where I heard that, but I had no reason to disbelieve the individual. You know, maybe they misunderstood, or maybe the accounting department at the place where they work miscalculated or something like that. Maybe that was
what
they...
And you can look up the IRS's own guidelines. Just look up IRS tax bracket. And
I'll pass on that, but thanks for the recommendation. Anything else, Philip?
No, that's it. Have a good evening.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate that.
Sort of like that with Social Security. If you turn 66 and you continue working for whatever reason and they deem you're making too much money working, they'll ask you to give some of that Social Security back. So it just disincentivizes working.
Charlie's with us listening in Arizona to K-Talks. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hi, guys. I just needed to call in and offer my apology on my comment of Phoenix being the armpit of Arizona, although I've spent a lot of time down there. It's been a number of years, and it was totally unfair for me to make
Hold on. I'm going to play devil's advocate here and support your claim. Armpits are, you know, hot and sweaty. It gets really hot in Phoenix, and thus people sweat a lot, so therefore Phoenix is hot and sweaty, so it could be like an armpit to Arizona.
Well, that wasn't quite my thoughts on the matter, but like I say, it was an unfair comment, and I do apologize. Although you got to remember, Phoenix, you know, encompasses the surrounding communities, and it's a very metro place, and I am quite averse to large cities.
But, I don't blame you, Charlie. I don't want to live there either. Thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got plenty more time for you coming up. Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing, and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell411 and get riding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.